One thing we've hardly touched on, which rather surprised me, because I'm sure you were going to work it in, and that's your love of horses. So I'm asking you now instead.
I was not only brought along to watch rugby as a youngster, I was also taken around race courses within a fairly wide area by my parents. The lady that I met and married was deeply into horses. I had only ridden a donkey or so at Western until I met and married my wife. She arranged for us to buy a property with enough acreage for her to have her horses, and it only seemed sensible that I should ride them as well. And so I became very involved in riding, not at the same quality that she would. I think it also expanded my interest in the racing industry of thoroughbreds, mm-hmm. to the point where we would pop off to Ascot Sales and buy an unsuccessful racehorse to train for cross country or whatever she wanted them for. She also did a great deal of long distance riding. So yes, probably from the age of 25 on until 5 years ago, when we both decided that the falls were getting too painful to continue, we had horses at home. And I've never ever wavered from my love of horse racing. But yes, I've had a good time with riding horses. I've fallen off some very good horses. and yeah, all part of a life that I'll look back on without regret.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The Tins, Sinbad and Nicky Robinson have asked for your advice before they bought
races. Well, they ought to have done, but I also found that it was very good material if I had to interview them. Particularly Sinbad, became hugely enthused when you mentioned horse racing. Yeah. I think they did very well. What did they win? They won the Welsh Grand National one or two other good races. But horses keep you poor, whether you gamble on them or whether you keep them. But I wouldn't have changed a thing, although, as I say, bit like my rugby, I enjoyed it to play, but I was never very good at it. I've enjoyed riding horses, but would never have been a competitive rider.
So you still go racing regularly?
I do. I'm pleased that Hereford has reopened. Mm-hmm. I tend to do as I did, I guess, when I was a child. I would take a sweep in of Chepstow, Hereford, Worcester, Cheltenham, Newbury. And if I have a spare hour of an afternoon, I watch the racing on the TV, which of course is on every afternoon now on TV. So yes, I still go and I still enjoy it. More than one name from the rugby past. At one time, four of us used to go a lot further afield. There was myself, mm-hmm. Digger Morris, Ronnie Etheridge, and not totally connected with the rugby, but you may know him as a butcher or a local cricketer, Maurice Longney. The four of us used to probably have one afternoon a week going to the races, mm-hmm. and No matter where you went, you could go to Devon, you could go to Yarmouth, someone would know Digger Morris.
Mm.
He would know someone on the court. And again, I didn't see Digger play, but what a wonderful character he was to go on a day's racing with.
Yeah, yeah. Hmm. And would you sing his picks on?
Oh, yes, yes. 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 And, of course, one of the others I mentioned, Ron Etheridge, excellent fullback for Gloucester, still
yeah.
around the club now.
Oh, yes.
And pleased to see it.
Yeah.
Mm. Lovely bloke again.
Mm. Well, is there anything that we haven't mentioned that we should have mentioned?
Yes, what would it be like to be successful? In the rugby sense. Do you remember?
Yeah.
No, I the only thing I would add is that throughout all my years at Gloucester Rugby, the officials at Gloucester Rugby have treated me very, very well, and I thank them for that. I'm coming to the end of my 39th season. When we decide enough is enough, I will quite happily become a supporter. And I know that even if we drop into the championship, I will still turn up.
Mm.
And I'm sure that goes for several thousand others.
Okay.
But this club must never lose sight of how wonderful its supporter base is. And how that supporter base would love and perhaps deserve a few seasons at the top.
Mm.
And I mean the real top.
Mm-hmm.
But no, for me, for 40 years nearly, thank you, Gloucester Rugby.
Well, thank you, Graham, for the pleasure you've given generations.
A couple of generations anyway.
Well,
of rugby supporters.
Well, yes.
You are the voice of Kingsham.
Yes, and I guess it's going to take at least 40 years to someone to break my record of years. I'm also proud of the fact that over those years I have only missed 9 matches. The 9th being the match against Bayonne a few weeks back. I had to go into hospital for a minor operation. And there was no way that I could walk for that week. But, yeah, I've missed 9 matches in 39 seasons.
How on earth did you do that?
I'd have thought you'd have come off your horse a few times.
No, well, five of those matches was when my wife and I decided to explore living in Spain. In the end, we missed too much back here, and we had an extended 6 or 8 months out there, which incorporated the end of one season. So I missed 5 matches there. The match against Bayonne I missed because of recovering from hospital treatment. I missed another match through a hernia operation. I missed one match. I was on the way to the game, just leaving home, and the sad fact is that I ran over my own cat. And I spent the next hour at the vets. Unfortunately, the cat didn't survive. And I think the other match I missed was for some reason that I don't remember. But I do know I've missed 9 games in the 39 years.
That's a fantastic record, particularly when you think of how many games were played during the period of the late 70s, early 80s, when you first started.
Mm. My attitude for many years has been get the fixture list, put them in my diary, and whatever else occurs, then I don't do it. And it's become a way of life in our household that Graham will be at the rugby on these dates.
Well, thank you again, Graham.
Thank you.
And thank you for talking to us.
Pleasure.